Hello, and welcome to the Vicar's Watch Dibley,
the podcast where real priests talk about pop culture and what we've learned about faith, life, and church. We've watched Dibley, now we're watching everything else. I'm Kate.
I'm Ross.
And I'm Ruthie. And today we're talking about how Vicar's Watch Dibley might be changing slightly in the future. We're reintroducing ourselves and our new host, Ross, and telling you some of the things that we're planning on doing. Happy hello to you all.
Hello.
Hi.
We're in our vicarages and you're listening in. We're ready and raring to talk about what Vicar's Watch Dibley Series 2 is going to look like. But first, we're going to start with some notices. Immediately, you may have noticed that one of the voices might be a little bit unfamiliar, but if you're a proper fan, you may recognise the voice of the lovely Reverend Ross Meikle.
Hello.
Hi, what are you doing here?
I don't know. I think I fell through a door and I've ended up here. Terribly sorry.
Oops. As you may have already heard or seen, depending on what we've managed to record, Jenny has decided to step back from being a podcast host for the moment because she is already insanely busy and there's been more stuff that's been added on. And so she's decided it's her time to step away. So we hate her now and we never speak to her. That's right, isn't it?
No, not at all.
She is shunned.
Yeah.
I'm here now.
Jenny remains a very good friend personally and of the podcast. So don't be surprised if she just crop up from time to time. And we send her on to her the incredible work that she is doing with a huge blessing.
Yeah, mostly.
And with a little bit of sadness that she, and resentment, maybe, that she's gone.
But because she's gone, it means we get Ross, yay, who has already been on the podcast before, where we talked about people we fancied.
Yep, it can go, only go up from here, right?
Which, if you were canny, you may have thought, I wonder if that's a trial for something.
Sneaky. We tested him and he passed. Congratulations, Ross.
Hooray. Thank you very much. Scraped in on a technicality, maybe.
So what we thought we would do in this kind of mini episode is reintroduce ourselves and talk a bit about who we are, because life has changed for all of us and, I mean, completely changed that we've got Ross instead of Jenny now. And so we thought we'd introduce ourselves again and to you, and especially if you've joined us because you've seen that we're best friends with Dawn French now and she came on our podcast. And if you're new here, it's lovely to welcome you. Here's a bit about us. So, Ross, are you a vicar?
I am a vicar, yes.
Really?
I'm a vicar in Reading. I am the vicar of Reading St Luke with St Bartholomew. I've been here 2.5 years now.
Oh, and when you're not being a vicar, what kind of things do you like to do?
I like to do lots of different things. I like gaming, both board games and video games. I like going out and exploring the world. I've got friends all over the place, so it's nice to go visit them. I love writing and storytelling. I've got a background in theatre and performance. And especially fairy tales. I love fairy tales, especially.
Yeah. And it's kind of on brand for people to have a dog in this podcast.
Right. Because
we've all got dogs. So where's your dog, Ross?
So I don't have a dog. this hasn't gone well for me. I don't have a pet. I don't have a cat. I love garden birds.
There
and have
go.
Cats who go through my garden.
Well, maybe you could give us bird updates then if we're posting about our dogs all the time.
Sure, I'll let you know what I see in my garden.
You know, I started this podcast without a dog.
You did?
And now I have a dog.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Not a chance. I'm sorry. I can barely look after myself, let alone another living creature.
If then, because I know you're a bit of a fan of the Pokemon and the Pokemon world. If you were to have a pet who was a Pokemon that like followed you around, why would it be Cyndaquil?
It would be Cyndaquil. He's a good boy. He's a good boy, is Cyndaquil. I'm a Johto boy in Pokemon. Generation 2 is my favorite, and Cyndaquil was always my starter. He's a fire type little sort of hedgehoggy creature, and I love him.
There you go. So maybe we'll just get pictures of you with Cyndaquil.
Yeah, I will. We can do that. I have many Cyndaquil plushes. So
there you go.
And I bet you there is an app that gives you a virtual Cyndaquil in pictures.
Yeah, I can. Pokemon Go. I can probably come up with something on there. So yeah, good news.
Well done.
Kate, are you a vicar?
You know what? I am a vicar. Last time I was asked this, I divvied over the questions. If you've listened to our first introductions episode, I went, sort of, maybe. All right. I am a vicar, and although it is not my job title is Rural Pioneer Priest or Priest in Charge, I am a vicar because that's what the people in my communities, in my villages, call me. And it is an absolute joy for me to be walking my dog Millie and hear one of the school children I do assemblies for say, "It's the vicar! Hello, Reverend Kate!"
So yes, I am a
vicar. I am a vicar of 5 parishes in rural Herefordshire on the edge of the Golden Valley. I won't list them all because I might accidentally forget one, and we don't want that to happen. But at the same time, I'm also, my role is a deanery role, so I am licensed to 35 churches.
Cool, blimey.
But my main oversight is of 5 churches, and those will be the villagers who consider me their vicar.
Gosh, there we go. 35.
So yes, I am a vicar.
I didn't realise it was that many.
And when you're not being a vicar, what do you like to do, Kate?
Oh, well, I really like reading. That's probably my biggest time sink outside of being a vicar. Reading good stuff and reading not so good stuff. Last time I was asked this question, I talked about how I like to intentionally seek out bad writing or good amateur writing via fan fiction or other means. My favourite mainstream authors are Terry Pratchett, Mariana Zapata, and Jane Austen. Take what you will.
You sounded like such a hipster then. my mainstream authors. I've got a lot of authors you might not have heard about.
Most people won't have heard of obscure fan fiction.
You won't have heard of them.
They're really good, but you wouldn't have heard of them.
So that's one of the things I like doing. I also like doing music. At the moment, I am learning piano via Simply Piano, hashtag not sponsored. I really like doing art. You will have seen, if you follow us on social media, you will have seen some of my doodles. I also enjoy Dungeons and Dragons, video games, and lots of nerdy pursuits. Yeah, my favourite video games are Legend of Zelda, Dragon Age, and Mass Effect.
I'm thinking ahead to a section later, but we should talk about Mass Effect. That's a good one.
So, Ruthie, are you a vicar?
I nearly am. We're recording a bit in advance, and when I started this podcast, I was doing a job that I still currently am doing, which is working for Missional Youth Church Network that helps enable teams of people to build church with young people. But I'm about to stop that job and I'm about to become a vicar of 2 churches in West Yorkshire, a place called Hebden Bridge and Heptonstall. And I'm really excited, but I'm in the manic kind of moment of leaving one job and trying to organise and pass everything on and starting a new job and learning how to be a vicar and at this place and moving house and Oh, I'm visiting 4 different nurseries, potential nurseries tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So it's just, ah! Ooh. So Kate and Ross, bless them, haven't got the best visual of me today, but they'll just have to roll with it because...
You're gorgeous and don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Thanks. But yeah, so I'm about to be a vicar and I will be a vicar very, very soon.
And when you're not being a vicar, what do you like doing?
I should have thought about this question because it's, well, I have a 3-year-old and a dog and a partner, and all of those kind of take up lots of time, which is wonderful and lovely. So quite often I'm busy playing games and being a horse and watching so much Paw Patrol, so much Paw Patrol. Netflix, if you could add a new series of Paw Patrol to your site, that would be really great because I think I've watched every episode at least 6 times. Yeah.
You got me into Bluey, by the way.
Bluey is great. I love Bluey.
I started binging it after I visited you.
Oh, really?
I did.
Yeah, so Bluey is a fantastic show. Would always recommend, even if you don't have children, watch Bluey. It's great. So that's one of the things I like doing. When I've got a bit of time to myself, I love making a mess in various different ways, whether that's baking or sewing or doing some art or crafting or whatever it might be. I like having a DIY project on the go. So moving house at the moment is very exciting for going, right, what's this room going to look like? How do I do this? I've got to build some furniture and all this kind of thing. So, yeah, that's really good. You're going to find out more about our various different hobbies and things that we like, we hope, through the rest of this kind of series because of what we're planning on doing. But before we go on to that, we're going to have a little reminder, a little recap about how we all know each other. Now, you've already heard the story about me and Kate and Jenny, she who must not be named, and how we met her for the first time and each other for the first time. So go back and listen to Introductions 0.5 if you want to hear that story again. And we've heard a bit about this from when we had Ross on the pod for the first time. But let's just remind people, we mostly met at Theological College, all 3 of us.
Yeah.
But me and you, Ross, we knew each other a bit before that, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Thinking about it, terrifyingly, it was over 10 years ago now.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. And we were both living in York, thinking about how God was calling us to serve the church. There was some like vocations weekends and things, and that's kind of where we first encountered each other and crossed paths.
Yes, and you left a lasting impression with your silver skinny jean trousers and
the skinny silver jeans. Yeah,
do you still have those?
No, I have no idea when I got rid of them, but they were too skinny and I stopped being skinny.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, so we've known each other quite a long time now, and it's kind of
but then I met you, Kate, at Cranmer Hall in Durham. Yes. My first memory of you that I can recall really is there were a bunch of us first years standing in the centre of Durham trying to work out where we were going to go for drinks or for a meal. That's just,
We went to Thai. Did we have Thai food?
I think we went for Thai food. We did.
Yes. Yeah. And I sat next to you. And we had a chat. And what else? I moved into college early, and I believe that for a week I lived into the room that you then moved into. I don't know if you ever knew that.
I don't think I did.
But I didn't leave you any surprises, I don't think.
No. That would have been weird and cruel.
That's because we both lived in college that first year. And I was supposed to live on a different floor, but the room wasn't ready when I needed to vacate my previous accommodation. So I was moved to your room for a bit, Ross, before you arrived. And we have bonded over some shared interests. things like, I think particularly nerds. Pokemon, nerds. We learned quite quickly that there were three of us in our year who really enjoyed Pokemon. And yep. those of you who like Pokemon will know there's usually three starters. So we formed a pact to each get the game and pick a different starter Pokemon so we could trade. Oh my goodness, that's geeky. Something else interesting. We once matched on a Christian dating app, rather hilariously.
Oh my goodness.
Did you?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Was that Salt?
Yeah, that was on Salt. And I think we both quickly stopped using Salt because that clearly didn't understand certain things about it.
They didn't know what to do about a man seeking a man.
Indeed.
I kept getting women. I was like, no, no algorithm. I'm sure they're lovely, but...
The clear algorithm thinks that we should get on. So
yes. And we do.
I mean, that's not wrong. You just... It wouldn't work. It would
no, not work. No, there's some very key reasons why that would not work.
Yes. I'm a disappointment for Christian mothers of young women.
Yeah, and Ruby's mum as well, right?
Yeah. You duped her too.
Disappointing mothers all around.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty, that's my vibe. Sorry.
That's your vibe.
Is that your bio on Twitter now? Oh. The
X.
artist formerly known as
the artist, yeah.
Oh dear.
Oh, goodness.
Oh well, that's shaken me. But shall we talk about what we're now going to do in this podcast? And we are in season two of our podcast, and we are post Dibbly PD. We can start calling this season.
Yeah, and I think that's our new way of telling the date. You know.
Yes. Was it pre-diddly?
Pre-diddly and anno-dibbly.
Wow. Okay. Oh. We're going to be nerds about this. I love it. So why are we here? Why are we still called Vickers Watch Dibbly? Well, we've got some plans coming and we want to kind of, talk about what we've got on. We're not going to completely forget Dibbly, but we're thinking we might go in a slightly different direction.
Yeah, we didn't want to stop, basically. We've had so much fun, and we wanted to keep going. We got a bit tired of doing the episode recap format, so I'm afraid if you really liked us going through an episode with a fine-tooth comb, you can listen to our old episodes.
we're probably not going to do a lot of that. You could probably
tell from our voices towards the end of Dibbly. But... we've had ideas. We want to keep talking about popular culture and our faith and still talk about what it's being like being a vicar nowadays through the lens of the media that we enjoy. Yeah. And that's inspired by Geraldine Granger herself in a way.
Exactly.
Yeah, she herself loves actors and TV.
She refers a lot to pop culture in her sermons and things like that and, you know, talked about the Spice Girls in One Christmas Sermon and all this kind of stuff. So we're kind of carrying that on and going through some of the things that we would like to talk about and how that might relate to faith and everything.
And we'll keep visiting Dibbly every now and again, not least because I want to have my say about some of the things that go on in Dibbly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the format is probably going to look something like one of us presents an item of pop culture that they love or have been consuming, and that could be anything from TV to movie to music or musical theatre, anything they've been enjoying or something topical even, a news story. And we will summarise a little bit about what that is and why we enjoy it and... how the other two hosts may or may not know it, and with a recommendation of something which is representative to watch or listen to. Then what we're going to do is that person who's presented this thing that they have been enjoying will start a reflection asking about what we can learn from it, and maybe it has something to do with what we're doing in our ministry, in our roles as vicars. Maybe it's to do with something we believe, or maybe it's something to do with wider life. and we've come up with a few ideas.
Yeah. So with our ideas, we know that nostalgia is important because we've enjoyed the nostalgia of going back to Vicar and Dibley, but we also hope to do some more modern stuff as well. So we're going to go through some of the ideas that we've got, a bit of a teaser as to what's to come. Yeah, so Kate, do you want to kick us off with what something you brought to the WhatsApp chat?
Yeah, so I have been listening to the Beetlejuice musical on loop. I do this a few times a year now. And I really want to talk about that and maybe something to do with grief or death.
It's not a musical I'm familiar with.
No, I don't know it.
A big fan of musicals, so that'll be interesting to do. As you may have already seen through social media and things like that, I have become a bit obsessive about the Barbie movie. So have you seen it yet?
I have seen it twice.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, it's just coming out.
Release, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
It's such a theological film, Ruthie.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the Barbie film and identity. And there's a big thing about that. And now it's out on DVD and things like that. We should be able to watch it and have a chat about all things Barbie.
Love it.
Yeah.
What about you, Ross?
Well, I suppose keeping up with the whole sort of vicar vibe thing, and maybe off the back of my guest stint, I kind of want to talk about Fleabag and the hot priest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was such a fascinating relationship in there. But I kind of want to talk about clergy loneliness, or maybe loneliness in general, and also safeguarding.
Yes.
Which I think is very important. Doesn't sound like a fun thing to talk about, but very important. And a gospel issue, as I like to remind my PCC and my church. But I think Fleabag is such a wonderful series.
So, yes, I've been dying to talk about that, so I can't wait. Yeah. What about you, Kate? Here's another one.
Okay, here's another one. This one's a bit more nostalgic, maybe, at least for a certain age group. Legally Blonde. Something about using our gifts and fulfilling the potential of who God has created us to be.
Have you seen the musical version of Legally Blonde as well?
Well, I've listened to it and maybe seen some video clips
on YouTube.
There's a pro shot. I've seen the pro shot.
Yeah, there is a version of it on YouTube, and it is it's fantastic. I love it.
Great. I every now and again go back to YouTube and watch the scene in the courtroom at the end. with Linda Cardinelli in it. Amazing.
It's great. So going from a slightly more nostalgic film with Legally Blonde, I have never watched this TV show, but it's just coming back. A show called Married at First Sight. And I know my sister-in-law loves it. And I think that would be a really interesting thing to reflect on and to watch and talk about marriage and relationships. And yeah, but I've never seen it before, but I thought that would be a good thing for us to do. So
I don't know that I've ever watched it either, actually. I've watched other similar things like Don't Tell the Bride. But that's
well,
slightly
don't
than
tell the bride. They
sight.
Know each other.
Yeah,
they
know
do.
Each
yeah,
other.
They have been in a relationship. Whereas Married at First Sight is literally they meet each other down the aisle.
Wow. I think I watched the first episode of the first UK season of Married at First Sight because they have
I think
a vicar.
There was
they had
vicar
a vicar
on it.
At
yeah.
that point. So
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
So that's one. And then, Ross, give us one last one.
Well, I mean, this is very nerdy, but something that I got into whilst I was in lockdown, I kind of discovered like online play of like Dungeons & Dragons and role-play games, especially one called Critical Role, which is American, but also a podcast. I'm a patron supporter of them, so I'll give them a shout-out. They're called No Small Roles. And listening to these actors play role-play games and the world of Dungeons & Dragons, and as well seeing the film that came out recently, has made me think a lot about just the nature of God and the gods as they are in the world of Dungeons & Dragons. So, Dungeons and Dragons and the who God is, I think, is something that I quite like to explore.
Ah, it's a game that my partner's playing at the moment called Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate.
Which is a D&D. Yeah, it is.
So I'm a backseat gamer and love watching them play games. So that will be most of my knowledge. So it'll be interesting to find out a bit more about D&D because I'm vaguely aware of it, but don't know lots of it. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, and while we're doing all of this, while we're talking about these things that we love, we'll still be asking questions like, is Vera Vicar in this? And are they a good vicar? And we'll have a mini segment of Kate did too much research, no doubt, and various other things, and what would Geraldine Granger do? So don't feel like we're completely abandoning those things which you may have loved about season one.
Yes, Geraldine Granger has most definitely shaped our lives, so she will pop in and out at various different times. Yeah. So we hope you'll stick around and keep listening to us and see what you think about this new season. And we'd really love if you've got any ideas of things to talk about, things to watch, and you'd love to see what vicars make of it or listen to or whatever it might be. And there are a few different ways that you could do that. So, Russ, do you want to tell people a bit about our social media?
Yes, absolutely. So you can find us on the artist formerly known as Twitter, at Vickers Watch. You can find us on Instagram, at Vickers Watch Dibley. On Facebook, we are the Vickers Watch Dibley. Or you can email us on VickersWatchDibley@gmail.com.
And one other way you can get in touch with us, which is rather exciting. I noticed it when I was investigating the back end of Spotify for Podcasters, is you can send us voice notes via Spotify. Ooh. And the link should now be appearing in our episode descriptions. So if you would like to send us a voice message, maybe saying, Vickers, I need you to watch Naked Attraction or something, like, you know, whatever, send us a voice note. Or if you've got something that you'd like us to include in our notices, which is what we're rebranding our little segment right at the start, you know, if you want to say, if you've got a very special happy birthday or anything coming up, let us know. We'd love, one of the things we really want for this new season two of A Vicar's Watch Dibley is for you to feel more involved, and if you've got ideas about how we can do that, please let us know.
Yes, do. And we really hope you enjoy this. We're really excited about some of the topics that are coming up, and so please do stick around and continue listening to The Vicar's Watch Dibley. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Vicar's Watch Dibley. Thank you to Toby for editing our ramblings.
Any opinions expressed are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Church of England or any other organisation with which we are affiliated.
If you like our podcast, leave us a review, follow us on social media and share it with your friends. And, as always, bless you for listening. How does Darth Vader like his toast?
On the dark side.
Hey!